Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents D.C. Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to a boys and girls high school basketball doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're at the Merrill Fieldhouse in Merrill, Wisconsin, where the girls basketball game will get underway in about 5 minutes. D.C. Everest and the Merrill Blue Jays. Merrill comes in with a pretty solid 11-5 record. The big story for the Evergreens girls is how their season got much tighter with a loss 1 week ago tonight on the road at Marshfield. They would have been playing to wrap up a conference championship tonight if that game last week went their way. They would still move into no worse than a tie for a conference title if they win tonight and Marshfield loses in their game coming up against Wisconsin Rapids. Once this game is over, we'll have boys basketball. That's a rematch of the D.C. Everest boys' 42-32 win from a month ago back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. So it's a full Tuesday night of basketball here on Fox Sports Radio as the Evergreen girls look to run their record to 9-1 in conference and 17-2 overall. Evergreens are wearing their road green uniforms, trimmed in white and yellow. Merrill Blue Jays in the home white, trimmed with blue. And now from the Merrill Fieldhouse, our national anthem. The Merrill High School Pep Band right behind our courtside broadcast location. Ladies first for this boys and girls doubleheader. D.C. Everest and Merrill will have the tip when we come back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
There are a lot of Evergreens fans who have made the short drive up from Schofield to the Merrill Fieldhouse. We've got a big contingent right across the way from our courtside location. teams being introduced to this crowd now, and we'll be jumping center in just a moment. Players to watch in this game. Well, when these teams met earlier in the season, Taylor Hodell had 16 points, 10 rebounds as well. She's got a height advantage over everyone on the floor. But Merrill will be in this because they have one of the elite players in the conference, Renee Slotik. Slotik was contained in the first half of that earlier game. She had only 4 points at halftime, but she still got hers by the time the final horn sounded. She finished with 17. When these teams met before, the game was really shaped by a very good start for DC Everest. The Evergreens got off to a 20-8 lead. Merrill was able to get it down to an 8-point game in the second half before the Evergreens pulled away for their 52-38 victory. Renee Slotik played that game in a knee brace, which she is not wearing tonight. She had a knee injury that cut her season short a year ago and has been on the mend since then. Taylor Hodell to jump center against Renee Slotik. Hodell's got a 2-inch height advantage and probably has a taller vertical jump too. Advantage Evergreens. Teams are at center court as we get set for our boys and girls doubleheader. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Evergreens control the opening tap, and we're underway from the Merrill Fieldhouse. Goes back to Mackenzie Matthews into the hands of Molly Tice. Merrill picks up half-court man-to-man as the Evergreens have their first possession. Driving along the baseline, there's a block as Kaylee Kroll looked to drive. That was slotted away by Dawn Leland, but Evergreens tracked down the loose ball. Goes down low to Taylor Hodell, had good position on the low blocks, and Taylor Hodell up and in, Evergreens 2-0. Full court pressure and a steal the other way. Michaela Poggle got the steal, rebound goes out of bounds to D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens' full court pressure immediately produces a turnover. They'll be inbounding underneath their own basket. Molly Tice to trigger in. Tice looks up high for Taylor Hodell, got it down low. Taylor Hodell's shot hit the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound, saves the possession. Comes back out, works around now to Haley Kroll. And now along the far side, Molly Tice goes up high to Michaela Poggle. And over to Haley Kroll again. Now here's a 10-footer from Michaela Poggle. That's up and in. They gave her a little too much room, and she made them pay. Evergreens are off to a good start, 4-0. Looks a lot like when these teams met before. Driving and dribbling out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Dawn Leland, not far from our broadcast position, stepped over the sideline, but they're going to call a foul first. And the foul goes on Mackenzie Matthews, and that's going to save possession for the Blue Jays, as they inbounds to Morgan Marnholz, who brings it up across half court. Now Renee Slotik gets her first touch along the baseline. She is guarded by Michaela Poggle, who did a good job against Slotik before. Slotik drives along the baseline, passes it up along the baseline, and throws it out of bounds. Couldn't be held by Dawn Leland. And Merrill is yet to get a shot at the basket. Two possessions, two turnovers. Merrill is going to pick up full court defensive pressure as the Evergreens inbound to Molly Tice. Tice is going to get it up across the half-court line with her dribble. She's working against Lauren Hojan. Now a long cross-court pass to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews quickly bodied up, didn't have a shot there. Now to Haley Kroll, goes back out to Michaela Poggle. Poggle is guarded by Regan Beyer, and there's a loose ball almost tapped away. Saved there, now down low to Taylor Hodell. It's a little long for her, a little bit beyond right underneath, and she missed. And here's a turnover taken right back. Dawn Leland had her pocket picked by Haley Kroll, who scores. Three turnovers against the Blue Jays, three baskets for the Evergreens. It's 6-0 D.C. Everest as we go under 6 minutes to play. Merrill breaks it into the front court. There's a pass for Renee Slotik driving to the basket, and she missed the layup. An open look and empty. Evergreens look to run the other way into the front court. Michaela Poggle gives up to Haley Kroll, drives along the baseline, left that shot too long, and there's a loose ball foul going to go against D.C. Everest. I think they're going to get Taylor Hodell for an early reach-in here. Indeed they do. It is Taylor Hodell's first and the team's second, and Merrill will get the ball, having to go the length of the court. 5:52 to play first quarter, and again, it's a good start for the Evergreens. They're up 6-0. Almost stolen on the long half-court pass. Now into Renee Slotik's hands on the front court. She drives along the baseline. She got the ball a little too easily and had good position there to score. Merrill is now on the board, 6-2. Molly Tice gets the ball, and again, Merrill picks up full court pressure defense. Evergreens drive into the front court. Haley Kroll breaks it on the dribble and now finds Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews with a long two, and she hit. She was just a step inside the three-point line, had good range there, and the Evergreens have the answer. 8-2, Evergreens. Merrill breaks into the front court again, into Renee Slotik's hands, and Renee Slotik scores. They broke the pressure that time with a long pass to half court. Had a 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Good back and forth action early in this girls' game. Michaela Poggle's got the ball for the Evergreens. Poggle set upside, now has her dribble, goes down to the baseline, and gives it back out to Mackenzie Matthews. Working around to Molly Tice, got a whistle. The penalty, and they're going to have a foul underneath. This is away from the ball, and it's going to be a foul as Taylor Hodel was trying to get position. They're going to get a foul there against Renee Slotik. Slotik matched up against Hodel down low, and apparently they locked up, and the official saw it underneath. Non-shooting foul. Evergreen's inbound underneath. There's a bad pass from the baseline, and it's stolen away. Taken by Regan Beyer. And Beyer dribbles off her foot, gives it right back to the Evergreens. Merrill has not been careful enough with the ball to stay tight with these DC Everest Evergreens early in the game. Evergreens will inbound, though. Merrill tries to get these turnovers back again, setting up full court. Evergreens with a three-quarter court pass and now thrown away in the backcourt. Michaela Poggle was trying to pass back to Haley Kroll, threw it right out of bounds. Both teams a little careless with the rock early on. 4:42 to play first quarter. It's 8-4 DC Everest. Merrill has possession. Slotik inbounds from just in front of our broadcast position to Don Leland. Back to Slotik, who drives along the baseline. Hannah Tipple comes in. Good defense. Altered her shot. It's a miss. And we're going to have a loose ball foul rebound. Renee Slotik's missed a couple from close range here. And the foul is going to go against Michaela Poggle. That is her third. This will be non-shooting. The Blue Jays will inbound underneath their own basket. Mariah Terrine throws in to Renee Slotik. Slotik in the paint, and that was blocked by Taylor Hodel. Tied up ball, and on alternating possession, it will stay with Merrill. Slotik held the ball out in front of her as she went up for that shot, and Taylor Hodel with the big wingspan reached the arm out and got the tie-up. Merrill inbound underneath. Here's a long inbounds pass to a straight-on three for Dawn Leland. It's a miss. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound in traffic, and Taylor Hodel is fouled. Kind of a silly foul there underneath. Taylor Hodel had clear possession, and she had two Blue Jays still fighting her for it. Regan Beyer is going to get called for the foul. Team fouls are three against the Evergreens, two against Merrill, and the Evergreens break full court pressure. 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Matthews pulled up and traveled and turns it over. Turnovers are now 5 against Merrill, 4 against DC Everest, so neither team has been particularly careful here. And this is some of the side effects of both teams playing full court man-to-man. Evergreens look to trap in the corner on the inbounds pass, and Merrill is going to take an early 30-second timeout as their player, Dawn Leland, was going to be tied up in the corner. So that's a good timeout to save the possession. 4:14 to play first quarter, and the Evergreens lead the Blue Jays 8-4. DC Everest High School Basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. And we're sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The back end of the schedule for the Evergreens is not so easy. Walsall West comes calling at the Fieldhouse Friday night. We'll have that boys and girls doubleheader right here on Fox Sports Radio. Then Spash next week. Long baseball pass, the length of the court, thrown out of bounds. Nope, saved, and DC Everest gets possession. They tried to break the pass by that long baseball pass. Was saved on the other end by Mackenzie Matthews, and now into Hannah Tipple's hands. Tipple checked in on the last stoppage, and now she has her pocket picked. Taken away by Morgan Marnholtz, who drives. Marnholtz is fouled as she was going in for the layup. The shot is no good, but Hannah Tipple gives the foul, and Marnholtz is going to get a pair. For the first and third place teams in the Valley, this game is off to kind of a sloppy start. Morgan Marnholtz gets a pair from the charity stripe. Deep knee bend for her first free throw, and she got it. That's an unusual foul shooting technique. Deep knee bend almost all the way down to the floor, put the ball down low, and then hoisted it up from there. No matter, went through. 8-5, and she'll get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Again, from the deep knee bend, whatever works, got them both, 8-6. Evergreen's long half-court pass inbounded here to Michaela Poggle. Poggle drives into the front court, cut off along the baseline, and goes back out to Hannah Tipple. She was double-teamed down low. Good decision to get the ball back out. Tipple is guarded closely by Morgan Marnholtz. Now to Taylor Hodell up high to Hannah Tipple behind the three-point stripe. Looking to set up Poggle down low, and now straight on. Long three from Haley Kroll off the back iron. Rebound, again a miss, and now rebound is loose. Taylor Hodell knocked it away into the hands of Michaela Poggle. A third crack at the basket for the Evergreens. Hannah Tipple resets. Goes over to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall looking down low. Bad pass. The Evergreens turn it over again. 3 minutes to play in the quarter. It's 8-6. Merrill can tie or take the lead with a three on this possession. In the corner is Mariah Tureen. You bet they're going to get it to Renee Slotik. Yep, they just did. She's got it right at the three-point circle. Now a cross-court pass to Dawn Leland. Leland decides not to shoot. Works around now. Morgan Wild is coming in off the last stop, and she's getting a touch here. Now they are looking down low. This is to Morgan Wild. Ten-footer went straight up in the air, partially blocked. Evergreens take the ball away. Michaela Poggle. 2:45 to play. Evergreens have been stuck on eight for a while here. They had an 8-2 lead. It's now 8-6. Hannah Tipple's got it in the corner. Tipple faked the pass down low. See if they set up something down low for Taylor Hodell. Renee Slotik is banging with her down low. Working around the perimeter now to Haley Kroll. Kroll goes back out to Caitlin Schmall and now to Hannah Tipple again. Taylor Hodell rotates up high. And Renee Slotik on defense switches off there. So the Evergreens see if they can get that mismatch now, because now they've got Slotik matched up against Michaela Poggle. Pass goes down low. They did on the switch. Taylor Hodell got the ball and she scored. Rotating Taylor Hodell up high got a better man-on-man defensive matchup. Evergreens score 10-6. Driving, missing the layup, Dawn Leland. Too strong. Evergreens get the rebound. Hodell to Hannah Tipple. Evergreens driving. Tipple drives. Lot of contact. No call. Loose ball is picked up by Michaela Poggle. She is fouled, and she'll get to the free throw line. Going to have a foul down low on Morgan Wild. That is her third. We're going to have a pair of free throws coming up for Michaela Poggle. Poggle had six the last time these teams met. Already has two, and a pair of free throws coming. First is up and in. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. I'm Chris Conley, and I know we have a lot of Merrill fans listening into our Fox Sports broadcast as well. WJMT Radio usually does these Merrill games. They are off air because of a city council meeting tonight. Second free throw is a miss. So Blue Jays fans, welcome in our broadcast. Evergreens 11-6. Renee Slotik got the rebound off the miss. Driving in is Mariah Tureen. She's fouled. And they're going to give her a pair of free throws. I think. Let's see, referees are not quite on the same page. Outside official indicated foul shots. They're going to say this is a non-shooting foul. Caitlin Schmall has called for the foul, and Merrill is indeed going to inbound underneath their own basket. Blue Jays have the ball, trailing 11-6. Inbound pass goes to Anna Finnell, goes up high to Renee Slotik. Slotik has four. She also has two misses from close range. Now to Hannah Marrier. Marrier has checked in off that last stoppage. Goes around to Regan Beyer. Bad pass out of bounds along the baseline. Last touch by the Evergreens. Michaela Poggle disrupted the pass but couldn't quite corral the ball in. So again, the Blue Jays will trigger in from underneath their own basket. See if they set up something for Slotik here. They do. They throw it all the way up high at the top of the circle. Slotik looked for the give and go. Pretty well defended there. Regan Byers got the ball. Now back to Slotik. Drives along the baseline. Draws the double team. Makes the pass along the baseline. Three ball in the air from Mariah Tureen. Rims out. No good. Long offensive rebound. Anna Finnell fished it out along the baseline. Merrill will get another crack. Splitting defenders. Driving in is Regan Beyer. Beyer threw up kind of a wild shot, but you've heard the whistle and a foul. She's going to get herself to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul there is going to be against Molly Tice. Evergreens now have six team fouls, which means for the rest of the half, the Blue Jays will be shooting free throws. First of two for Regan Beyer is up and in. 11-7 with one more free throw coming. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glen Ray Radiators. Regan Beyer's second free throw, she got them both. 11-8. Again, full court pressure is on as the Evergreens inbound and breaking it on the dribble. Molly Tice right into the front court. Now bounces over to the corner and goes back out to Haley Kroll. Evergreens work on the perimeter here. Neither team has a three so far in this game. Evergreens have a short look. The only tall player on the floor is Taylor Hodell. And Taylor Hodell gets the ball, goes off her hands and out of bounds. Pass was a little too long for Taylor Hodell as they tried to set her up in. Renee Slotik got a quick breather during the free throw and during that stoppage and now comes back in for Merrill. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Evergreen set up full court defensive pressure. Merrill breaks it, has a three on two coming up the other way. Pulling up shot, no good from Anna Fennell. Offensive rebound for Slotik, and she puts it up and in. 11-10. Evergreen's lead down to one. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Bringing it up into the front court is Molly Tice. Tried to double team her along the sideline. Tice makes the extra pass to Caitlin Schmall. Now here's a three ball coming in, left short by Mackenzie Matthews. Slotik gets the rebound. 20 seconds left in the quarter, and Merrill can play for the lead here with a final shot. This could be a frustration for the Evergreens. They outplayed Merrill early, but they've had just 2 points in the last 4 minutes since then. 8 seconds left. Work around to Slotik. 5 seconds. Clock still running. Slotik looks to drive, pulls up from the foul line. No good off the back bracket. And that is where the quarter comes to an end. The first half of the first quarter belonged to the Evergreens. The second half of the first quarter belonged to the Merrill Blue Jays. Evergreens lead 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Merrill Fieldhouse. Evergreens have the ball to start the second quarter and a one-point lead, 11-10. Mackenzie Matthews inbounds right in front of our half-court broadcast location. We're calling the game from courtside here. Hannah Tipple with a long weak side pass, and a shot is missed from Haley Kroll. Kroll was open for a moment. An offensive rebound, Michaela Poggle. Evergreens go back out. Evergreens have not trailed in this game. Evergreens with possession. Now they go up high to Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens will start this quarter with Taylor Hodell on the bench. Nice to see Kaylee Coel back in the game. Got her down low trying to post her up. Pass goes off her leg. Down low, tied up for a jump ball. And on alternating possession, it goes over to the Merrill Blue Jays. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's. Merrill tries to break this on the dribble. Push-off not called by Emily Page. She gets into the front court to Regan Beyer. Beyer now goes into the corner to Renee Slotik. Slotik's got six. Passes up the drive opportunity and goes back out to Emily Page. Pass goes down low to Slotik. She is triple teamed and she's fouled. Renee Slotik is going to get herself to the free throw line. Kaylee Coel collapsed down there along with Mackenzie Matthews and Michaela Poggle. She had three players surrounding her. And Renee Slotik is going to get a pair of free throws. Slotik with the ball in hand, dribbles, shoots, and misses her first. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. One more to tie this game, and she makes it. Blue Jays 11, Evergreens 11. You get the feeling that D.C. Everett's going to have to work for it tonight. Hannah Tipple's into the front court. The game probably means more to the Merrill Blue Jays. If they lose tonight, they will no longer control their own destiny if they'd like a tie for the conference championship. Evergreens could get a tie tonight with a win and a Marshfield loss. Pass goes down low along the baseline and a miss from close range from Michaela Poggle. Poggle tries to follow her own miss and doesn't get it. Getting down for that loose ball with Emily Page and gives it over to Renee Slotik. 11-11 and the Blue Jays have possession. Regan Beyer works into the corner now. Emily Page. Page down low to Slotik. Triple team tied up. Jump ball goes over to the Evergreens. Boy, they are collapsing on Slotik as soon as she gets the ball down low. And the Evergreens are going to send Taylor Hodell back in. And they're going to send Molly Tice back in. Caitlin Schmall gave the Evergreens some pretty good minutes there. With 6:23 left in the first half, it's 11-11. Evergreens bounce pass against full court pressure. Michaela Poggle looked to see if someone was coming up behind her. That's not the case and gives over to Molly Tice. See again if they're looking for Taylor Hodell down low. Again, they've got Renee Slotik matched up on her, almost thrown out of bounds. Kaylee Coel tracked down that loose ball in the corner. Over to Molly Tice. Tice looks to drive along the baseline. She's cut off. Goes back out to Hannah Tipple. Works around now to Michaela Poggle. Got Taylor Hodell up high. And Slotik followed her defensively, so they're not giving a switch off here. Hannah Tipple dribbling. Cut off. Back out she goes. Molly Tice. Kind of a deliberate possession here for the Evergreens. They find Taylor Hodell down low. Ball is knocked away and stolen. Another turnover for the Evergreens. Evergreens have now turned the ball over more than the Blue Jays, and that's why the Blue Jays are hanging around. Slotik drives, and she's fouled. She's going to get back to the free throw line. All right, the Evergreens are not playing well now, and that's going to leave a big opportunity here for Merrill. Michaela Poggle's been called for her second. Team fouls are 7 against D.C. Everest and 3 against the Blue Jays. And Renee Slotik to the free throw line. They'll say she was shooting. She gets a pair. First one rolls in. Hit the front rim and then went through the cylinder. And Merrill has their first lead in the game, 12-11. And another free throw coming. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Slotik's second. Missed that one. Evergreens get the rebound. Michaela Poggle. Evergreens have 2 points in the last 4.5 minutes of play here. This has been a dry spell. Molly Tice has the ball now over to Michaela Poggle. Poggle looks to drive along the baseline. Extra pass to Taylor Hodell. Her shot is a miss, but she was fouled as she was going up to it. And Taylor Hodell is going to get herself to the free throw line. That foul will go against Regan Beyer. It is her second. Taylor Hodell, as we've mentioned in earlier broadcast, free throw shooting much improved from a year ago, and she makes the first. Tied again, 12 apiece. Merrill will get some fresh legs on the floor. Morgan Weil comes back in. Morgan Marnholtz checks in as well. Mariah Tureen also back in. The Evergreens are going to counter on a miss. Caitlin Schmall will come back in for the Evergreens. As Taylor Hodell eyes the rim for her second free throw, and that one rims out. Rebound for Dawn Leland and the Merrill Blue Jays. We're dead even, 12-12, 5 minutes to play in the half. And into the front court comes Morgan Marnholtz. Marnholtz goes over to Anna Finnell. And right now, Slotik is on the bench getting a breather. See if the Merrill Blue Jays, I mean, they could afford to. They battle back to a tie here, and the Evergreens are kind of cold at the time being. Anna Finnell works around, and now over to Dawn Leland. Leland has not scored so far in the game. Leland's playing a two-man game with Tureen. Leland looks to drive now on Haley Kroll. Cut off along the baseline. Dribble it off her foot. Turned over to the Evergreens. That's the first time in a while that the Evergreens defense has generated a turnover, and they kind of needed it there. And again, during the stoppage, Slotik remains on the bench, and the Evergreens break full court pressure. Just token pressure there. Molly Tice has it into the front court. Now to Caitlin Schmall. Ball dribbled, almost doubled up there. Now goes to Hannah Tipple. Long weak side pass. Thinking about that three was Molly Tice, decided against it. To Taylor Hodell, who spins from close range, and she misses. Taylor Hodell said something to herself and then to one of her teammates, and Merrill throws the ball out of bounds, coming into the other way. That's sloppy. Turn right back over. And Renee Slotik will come back in. Because in those tight situations, that's who Merrill goes to almost all the time. And off the turnover, Merrill will set up full court pressure, and the Evergreens will inbound. Inbounded to Molly Tice. Tice switches dribbles, still in the backcourt, and now brings it up across the timeline. Into the front court to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall drives along the baseline, went right under the basket, and decided not to shoot. She was cut off down low. Hodel and Slotik match up, and there's a pass that tries to go over Slotik. It's a bad pass. It's down low. We've got a jump ball. It will stay with D.C. Everest. Hodel is 6'4". Slotik is 6'2". So that takes away some of the Taylor-Hodel height advantage there. And the Evergreens have turned it over a couple of times trying to get to Taylor-Hodel. Long inbounds pass. Three ball is in the air. Short from Haley Kroll. Just barely grazed the rim. Ball again is loose on the floor. We've got another tie-up. Slotik, but down low where Haley Kroll trying to fight for it. And this will be alternating possession back to the Merrill Blue Jays. Halfway through the second quarter, and we're tied 12-12. Merrill has to go the length of the court. Evergreen set up full court pressure. Morgan Marnholtz. Marnholtz goes ahead to Mariah Tarina, now into the front court. Swings to the weak side. Slotik off a screen. Three balls in the air, and she hit. That gives Merrill a three-point lead on the three. They're going to say that's a two. All right, they're going to say that she was at the line and not behind it. So it's a two instead of a three for Renee Slotik. The Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Coach Matt Bullis's message has got to be more careful with the ball. Evergreen's about a biggest lead of six. Merrill has been up by one and now up by two on Slotik's make. Slotik has 10 of Merrill's 14 points. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Off the timeout, Evergreens inbound. They'll have to go the length. The Evergreens' turnovers have come generally off of bad passes or trying to force the ball down low to Hodel. This full-court pressure from Merrill, which we didn't see when they played before, has not led to a lot of turnovers. Trying to pass to Hodel, it's blocked down low. Caitlin Schmall saves the possession. Now to Hodel again, bad pass. Molly Tice's pass to Taylor Hodel, taken away by Renee Slotik. Another turnover for the Evergreens. They are piling up. Bounce goes down low to Mariah Tarine, who spins, and she's fouled. She's going to get herself to the free throw line. See who this foul is on here. Molly Tice is called for her second. Mariah Tarine to shoot a pair. Merrill has gotten to the free throw line. She hits her first 11 times to D.C. Everest 4. And in tight games like this, when you go on the assumption that both teams are going to get roughly equal opportunities from the free throw line, so far that's not been the case. Tarine has made her first, and she gets one more. She hit them both. And the Blue Jays have extended to a 16-12 lead. And the Evergreens have been outscored 6-1 in the second quarter. Hannah Tipples got the ball in the front court for the Evergreens. Kind of cold. Mackenzie Matthews goes up high to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall dribbles in, goes off the foot of one of the Merrill players. Dawn Leland had that go off of her and knocked out of bounds. Anna Finelli and Morgan Wild comes out. Evergreens will inbound right in front of the half-court scorers table. Hannah Tipple to throw it in. And Tipple inbounds to Mackenzie Matthews. Hands off to Tipple, under 3 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens are trailing by four. Haley Kroll here. Kroll looks for Taylor Hodel. Taylor Hodel from a little bit further away, just inside 10 feet off the backboard, and she scores. Evergreens needed that. Taylor's got seven. Evergreens within two. They try to trap in the front court and now pass along. Good pass down low. Knocked out of bounds by Taylor Hodel. She disrupted what would have been an easy layup. Hodel was unable to corral the ball in, so Merrill is going to still have the ball, and they'll possess underneath their own basket. And Dawn Leland will throw it in. 2:33 to play till halftime. Leland into Slotik's hands. Slotik is along the baseline, faked the three, and now has her dribble. Foul line extended, cut off, and passes off. Back down to Slotik. Taylor Hodel bodies up with her, back out. That should be a two, and it's a long miss. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. Mariah Tarine let that one fly with a foot on the line. Referee Johnny on the spot. Evergreen's got that rebound, though, as Taylor Hodel cleared the boards. Been physical underneath between Taylor Hodel and Renee Slotik. Hodel's got it down there, spins out. Hannah Tipple thought about the three, drives in, long two, and Hannah Tipple on the run hit. And that ties us again 16-16. So the Evergreens fight back to even with under 2 minutes to play in the half. Merrill breaks the pressure. 3-on-2, a miss down low. Renee Slotik fights for the rebound. Fennell had that easy basket. Driving in, Renee Slotik turned over on a travel. That was going to go either way. Either Taylor Hodel was going to pick up a foul or they're going to call the shuffle of the feet, and it's the feet that got the call. Renee Slotik turns it over. Evergreens get the ball back. 16-16 our score. 1:45 left until intermission. A tight and entertaining game, even though both teams have turned the ball over too much. The team that clamps down on those turnovers is going to have a huge advantage in the second half. Three ball coming here from Caitlin Schmall, and she hit! Evergreens reestablished the lead, 19-16. They left Schmall open, almost daring her to do it, and she did. Now cross-court pass almost thrown out of bounds. Anna Fennell saves the possession and now gives to Slotik up high. She's 25 feet away from the basket to Dawn Leland. Now into the corner, Morgan Marnholtz. 1:08, clock moving until halftime. Slotik's up high. Now trying to drive in. Tareen spinning, missing that running shot out of bounds to D.C. Everest. Tareen tried to follow her own miss and was unable to corral that in. Evergreens will take Taylor Hodel out. They don't want her to pick up a cheap second foul here. Kaylee Coel will come in. Evergreens get the ball with 58 seconds left until halftime. Thrown into Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews dribbles up across the timeline. See if the Evergreens hold for one. They lead 19-16. And what I think the Evergreens players would tell you was not a particularly good first half for them. Caitlin Schmall fakes, drives. They've got a pick for her. She pulls up, foul line extended. Caitlin Schmall's shot is too strong. Renee Slotik gets the rebound with 30 seconds left. Outlet pass to Dawn Leland. Leland gives off to Slotik, looks to drive in. Slotik elbows in. They're not going to call that. They're going to say she was fouled, and she makes the basket. Boy, that's a could-go-either-way call because Slotik freed up with her elbow there before she started to move to the basket. Still, she's a stronger player and was able to get in against Kaylee Coel. So Slotik gets the basket. She'll get to the free throw line. And if she makes the free throw, we'll be tied with 28 seconds left, and it rims out. But Merrill gets the offensive rebound. Nope, they're going to say it's tied up. Jump ball. And on possession, goes over to D.C. Everest. So the missed free throw leaves the Blue Jays 1 point short, 19-18. And the Evergreens will have the ball with 26 seconds. Clock moving on the inbounds pass. Now over to Hannah Tipple. Tipple calls a set play. She works it across the timeline. 20 seconds. Tipple with her dribble. She's out near the center circle. On the switch-off here, 12 seconds left. Tipple now switches to the left hand. Looks to drive in under 10 seconds. Tipple again, a lot of ball handling here. 5 seconds. Tipple now three ball flies from Haley Kroll. No good. Offensive rebound is a miss, and that's where we come to the half. Michaela Poggle pulled down that rebound, but in traffic and wasn't able to get a clear shot. If you're a Merrill Blue Jay fan, you got to like where your team is here. We're at halftime, and D.C. Everest leads by only one, 19-18. During our intermission, we'll look at upcoming D.C. Everest high school broadcasts. The hockey pairings for the state tournament have been announced, and we'll see how that fares for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The hockey tournament gets underway next week. We still have one more week of regular play this week. We'll also preview our Friday boys and girls doubleheader as Wausau West comes to town. We're at halftime. Everest 19, Merrill 18, back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are Buckhorn! Halftime at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Welcome back. Girls basketball first is part of our boys and girls doubleheader. Boys games should be starting between 7:45 and 8 o'clock tonight. And at intermission, the Evergreens lead the Blue Jays 19-18. Something quirky about that first half. The only Merrill player who has hit shots from the floor is Renee Slotick. At halftime, Slotick leads all scorers with 12 points. And again, she is the only Merrill player to hit a field goal from the floor. The other players in the scoring column are Regan Beyer, Mariah Tureen, and Morgan Marnholtz. And they all have free throws, not baskets, from the court. Evergreens are led by Taylor Hodell with 7. 3 points each for Michaela Poggle. Poggle with a basket and a free throw. A three-point shot that was successful for Caitlin Schmall gives her 3. And 2 apiece at halftime for DC Everest for Mackenzie Matthews, Haley Kroll, and Hannah Tipple. Well, there's only one team that controls their own destiny in the Valley girls basketball standings, and that is the DC Everest Evergreens. They're up by 1 game over Marshfield and up by 1.5 over Merrill. Merrill still has 2 more conference games to play next week. Merrill Blue Jays are 11-5 overall. The Evergreens are at 16-2. And as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, what makes things a little bit tighter for the Evergreens, as well as they played all season, is the game they dropped last week on the road to Marshfield. Falling to the Tigers leaves Marshfield just 1 game behind. Should Marshfield lose, and they're not expected to against Wisconsin Rapids, couple that with an Evergreens win, and the Evergreens would have no worse but a conference tie. If not, the Evergreens will look to secure their share of the Valley Conference title coming up on Friday night. Friday night, it'll be a boys and girls doubleheader back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse against Wausau West. And please make a note on your schedule that it will be the boys basketball game next week that will be played first. We'll have boys basketball, Evergreens and Warriors starting at 5:45, and then the girls game around 8 o'clock when we play again Friday night. We will have both of them for you here on Fox Sports Radio. Hockey pairings were announced earlier this week. In fact, on Sunday, the coaches gathered and seeded those teams for the WIAA tournament. The D.C. Everest boys hockey team, a number 5 seed, which means they get a home game, but they do not get a first-round bye. In the hockey tournament, seeds 1 through 4 do not play in the first round. So the Evergreens are a 5, which means they get the number 12 team, and that is Tomahawk. That game is set for next Tuesday at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse at Greenhead. And we'll have that hockey game, playoff hockey, on Fox Sports Radio. Next Friday, that is a week from this Friday, we have a bit of a dilemma. Should the Evergreens hockey team win, they would be in a second-round game at Stevens Point. Should the D.C. Everest girls game still not have their conference title wrapped up, they would be playing to clinch their conference championship against Spash on the road in Stevens Point. We hate when we have to choose one versus the other. It is the playoff hockey game that would get broadcast priority. Again, we're hoping the D.C. Everest girls can wrap up their championship before then. So that's a preview of coming attractions here on Fox Sports Radio. We are at halftime of our girls' basketball game from Merrill. The Evergreens lead the Merrill Blue Jays 19-18. We'll be back with the start of the second half after a two-minute break. This is Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.5.